Humans caused global warming. 750 to 550 million years ago, Earth was covered in ice. Just 20,000 years ago, ice stretched from the Arctic through much of North America and Europe. For the past 1,500 years, before factories and machines, Earth's weather stayed the same. But when factories started using coal, oil, and gas, things changed. People caused the average temperature to go up by 1 degree Celsius, 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit, which scientists have proven. The air now has more carbon dioxide, CO2, which makes things warmer. CO2 levels have gone up faster in the last 100 years than in the 200 years before that. And they've gone up even faster in the last few decades. In the next 80 years, the temperature could go up by 2 degrees Celsius or 3 degrees Celsius. This fast warming will change the weather everywhere. It will melt glaciers, change how much rain and snow we get, raise sea levels, and cause lots of problems. Scientists use climate models, which are like weather maps but for the future, to understand and predict these changes. The greenhouse effect warms Earth. The greenhouse effect keeps Earth warm enough for life. When the sun's rays reach Earth, the planet absorbs some heat and reflects some back. This balance adjusts naturally because Earth absorbs more heat when cold and reflects more when warm. Other gases like methane and nitrous oxide have made the greenhouse effect stronger. These extra gases make more of the sun's energy reach Earth, increasing the surface and lowering atmosphere temperatures. Warmer surface temperatures cause more evaporation and release of water vapor, the most powerful greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. More greenhouse gases, including water vapor, trap more of the heat Earth emits. Water vapor also increases humidity, which worsens global warming and the greenhouse effect. This cycle continues to get worse. Climate modeling, starting in 1894, effectively predicts climate change. In 1824, scientist Jean-Baptiste Fourier first described the greenhouse effect. Then, in 1894, Swedish scientist Svante Arrhenius suggested that if the amount of CO2 in the air doubled, the Earth's temperature might rise by 5 degrees Celsius to 6 degrees Celsius. Arrhenius's ideas included how water vapor and melting snow could add to this effect. Later, in 1931, physicist E.O. Hubbard said that if CO2 doubled, the Earth could warm by 4 degrees Celsius. He also considered how sunlight and heat are exchanged between the Earth and space. Advanced climate models emerged in the 1960s. Cloud cover affects Earth's temperature by trapping some heat and reflecting some into space, which cools the planet. Recent models indicate that this cooling effect reduces the estimated warming from doubling CO2 to 2.4 degrees Celsius. Early one-dimensional climate models led to the development of more complex 3D models, general circulation models, GCMs. These newer models, with enhanced computing power, account for additional factors, enhancing our understanding of climate change. In the late 20th century, research scientists made big strides in understanding climate through advanced modeling. At UCLA, they upgraded earlier models by factoring in atmospheric wind patterns. Meanwhile, over at the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory, GFDL, in New Jersey, scientists were busy developing what we now know as the General Circulation Model, GCM. By the mid-1960s, the GFDL team had a 3D model up and running. It considered various factors like large-scale circulation, radiation from the sun in long waves, water vapor, condensation, and heat flux. They later added seasonal adjustments, and by the 1970s, supercomputers boosted the model's resolution. These early advancements paved the way for even more sophisticated models in the following years. Snow and ice levels impact polar climate. With better computers starting in the late 1970s, scientists improved general circulation models, GCMs, by adding more details. As ice and snow melted in the Arctic, it got warmer there compared to other places. This is called polar amplification. Including polar amplification in GCMs made them more accurate. Ice and snow in the polar regions reflect sunlight and heat. When they melt, the ground absorbs more sunlight and warms up. Models say that if CO2 in the air doubles, the Earth could get 2.9 degrees Celsius warmer, which is a big change. In the Antarctic, the ocean's effects reduce the warming. Since the 1960s, Arctic winters have become much less cold, causing glaciers to melt. Considering all these factors, models predict that the Earth could warm by 2 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius if CO2 in the air doubles. This wide range shows that there are still things about GCMs that we're not sure about. Snow and ice melt, the planet absorbs heat. Understanding climate sensitivity is a big challenge in climate science. It's all about how much of the sun's radiation the Earth reflects back into space. The more it reflects, the less sensitive the climate is to change. Scientists estimate sensitivity by looking at how Earth reflects heat. For example, water vapor makes the Earth hold on to heat, making it more sensitive. Clouds, however, block some of the sun's radiation, which reduces climate sensitivity. Interestingly, a 25% increase in cloud cover could balance out the effects of doubling atmospheric CO2, canceling out some of the global warming. Scientists struggle to make models that include cloud cover and climate sensitivity work well. Instead, they use models to estimate sensitivity, based on things, for example, past volcanic eruptions that affect cloud cover. They also study evidence from the Earth's history to understand how climate has changed in the past. The last ice age started melting 20,000 years ago, assisting climate model improvements. About 21,000 years ago, glaciers covered North America from the Arctic to the present-day Carolinas. They started melting after Earth's last glacial maximum, LGM. This event left clues about the land, atmosphere, and oceans at the time. For example, CO2 levels were about 65% of those in the late 18th century, when the Industrial Revolution began. More ice and snow reflected a lot of sunlight, keeping the planet cold. Changes in Earth's orbit in glacial periods and LGMs, leading to interglacial periods. During glacial periods, temperatures varied by zone, ranging from about -9 degrees Celsius to -1 degree Celsius, with an average of about -6 degrees Celsius. Scientists use these models to predict that doubling atmospheric CO2 will increase the planet's average temperature by 3 degrees Celsius. The Gulf Stream affects Earth's temperature through ocean moderation. Oceans cover 2/3 of Earth's surface and absorb a lot of sunlight, which warms them up. Depending on different things, cold water can be either deep in the ocean or near the surface. Since the 1950s, the ocean's surface and depths have gotten warmer. Oceans have a big impact on the climate, but they only play a small part in how sensitive the climate is. They slow down the warming of the Earth due to more CO2 in the air, but only by about 15% at most. In the southern hemisphere, the increase in CO2 doesn't seem to make the temperature rise, mostly because of the southern oceans. The northern hemisphere has more land and faster melting snow and ice than the southern hemisphere, making its climate more sensitive. Arctic sea ice is melting at about 4% per decade, while Antarctic sea ice has increased by 1.5% over the same time. Changes in the Gulf Stream and deep ocean dynamics. The Gulf Stream, a major ocean current, has weakened in recent decades. Warmer temperatures lead to more precipitation, which reduces the saltiness of the North Atlantic Ocean. This interferes with the cold water sinking, which is essential for the Gulf Stream's strength. The Gulf Stream in the North Atlantic carries a huge amount of warm water, equal to 20 times the combined volume of all the world's rivers. This warms Western Europe, creating a mild climate. Cold, dense waters around Greenland slow down this warming, but they also drive the Gulf Stream as it sinks. The deep oceans store a lot of CO2. Different temperatures exist from the surface to the deep parts, but the exchange of heat between these layers is consistent. This keeps the deep ocean's temperatures quite stable. These conditions give us clues about how ice ages develop. Currently, the seas around Antarctica are similar to how they were 20,000 years ago during the last glacial maximum, LGM, cold, icy, and conducive to ice formation. Global warming affects water availability. The greenhouse effect heats Earth's surface, making it hotter. This makes more water evaporate and increases humidity, leading to more rain. For every 1 degree Celsius rise in temperature, rainfall goes up by 2% to 3.4%. Tropical areas will get even wetter, but dry places will get less rain. As it gets warmer, rivers will flood more in the tropics but shrink in dry and semi-dry areas. This change in river flow will affect places as far as Canada and Siberia where there's less snow melting. Global warming will make droughts worse in dry and semi-dry places. This will make managing water harder because there will be either too much or too little rain. Key points. 1. Humans caused global warming by increasing CO2 levels through burning fossil fuels, leading to temperature rise. 2. The greenhouse effect, essential for life, has been strengthened by additional gases, exacerbating global warming. 3. Climate models, dating back to 1894, have effectively predicted climate change, aiding understanding. 4. Snow and ice levels, particularly in the Arctic, impact Earth's temperature through the polar amplification effect. 5. Climate sensitivity, influenced by factors like water vapor and clouds, poses challenges for accurate estimation. 6. Global warming affects water availability, leading to changes in river flow and increased droughts in dry areas.